Nearly $3 million has been spent so far this cycle on Maine legislative and gubernatorial races by groups who are allowed to spend unlimited amounts of money. Steve Missler has our story.
The spending tracks closely with recent elections for state offices, which have become increasingly targeted by an array of national interest groups leveraging election dollars for greater say in the laws and policies that affect Maine residents. More than $1.8 million spent has come from progressive groups, supporting legislative candidates and Janet Mills, the Democrat competing in the four-way race for governor. Democratic-aligned groups account for 7 of the 8 top spenders, actively messaging with digital, direct mail, television, and radio ads. But there are signs Republican-affiliated groups are preparing to respond. The Maine Republican Party last Friday reported spending over $130,000 on television ads opposing Mills. And the day before, a group called the American Comeback Committee, a subsidiary of the Republican Governors Association, registered with the Maine Ethics Commission. The heaviest spending is yet to come. Of the $14 million that was brought in by outside groups in 2014, more than $8 million was spent in October and November. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.